Local residents in communities where frac gas infrastructure is being proposed or under construction have been joining ever more urgently with those fighting climate change, fueled by the extraction and burning of all fossil fuels. Natural gas is composed of methane, which is a much more powerful greenhouse gas than carbon dioxide in the near term. These anti-fracking and pipeline campaigns, along with lower fuel prices, have resulted in the cancellation of 20 fossil fuel projects so far this year. In New York State, people have come together to fight Spectra's AIM pipeline project, which stands for Algonquin Incremental Market Project. Pipeline opponents have carried out several direct action protests recently, three in the month of May alone, that resulted in 24 arrests along the pipeline route. Exerting pressure on New York Senators Chuck Schumer and Kirsten Gillibrand, activists won a declaration from both senators asking Spectra to stop the construction of the pipeline until more health and safety studies are conducted. Among other concerns, the AIM pipeline is being built within 100 feet of the aging Indian Point nuclear power plant, raising fears of a potential catastrophic accident. Between the Lines' Melinda Tuhus spoke with Kim Frochek, an organizer with Resist AIM and co-director of the Sane Energy Project. Here she talks about the organizing that's been done thus far and how activists can use their example as a model in other fights against fossil fuel projects around the country.
So we had a postcard campaign going for the last few months to try to get Schumer and Gillibrand to make a public call to halt the pipeline and to investigate FERC, the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, who approved the project of Spectra Energy. So we were so pleased. So a lot of people's moods were really elevated on Saturday because we had this, you know, piece of information that our senators and our governor and our Department of Environmental Conservation, Public Services, Homeland Security, and Department of Health were all standing with us to say, yes, we call for a halt of the AIM pipeline. Monday, we all showed up at Schumer's office and we said, we thank you for this, but the next step is going to be that you actually have to call out for a halt of the pipeline. Like, we need the next steps of Schumer to actually utilize his power in the Senate to stop the pipeline and to investigate FERC, which is where we've been collaborating with Beyond Extreme Energy, who has been excellent in shining the light on FERC over the last several years and calling out the faulty bureaucracy of FERC and how they function by only making money from specifically the gas industry. And they're really regulated by nobody, so there's no accountability for FERC. They have an incentive to approve pipelines, and that's what we're calling on Senator Schumer, who is one of the most powerful senators in our Senate, to join together with other senators to call out FERC on their behavior against public health and safety.
Kim Frochek, you all carried out an incredibly creative action last week when you set up a recycled 20-foot shipping container that was transformed into a renewable energy home, and you set it up right on the path of the pipeline where they were doing construction.
We halted construction for the entire morning. We were hoping that the halt would go on for several weeks. The people that were the residents inside of this renewable home were supplied with food for 2 weeks, and they had a, you know, gray water system, compostable toilet. They had a green roof, solar power, electricity creating, generating bicycle inside to charge their devices if they had to get work done, skylights for natural light. It was a beautiful, beautiful home.
So the police arrested the two people inside the container pretty quickly by cutting a hole into it and pulling them out.
It was actually very symbolic of the, you know, police department working in collusion with FERC and Spectra Energy against the will of the community and against the solutions. So watching them haul off this beautiful, recycled, renewable-powered home in order to continue the construction of the Spectra pipeline was very devastating, very heartbreaking, very symbolic. So we're hoping to basically build popular consensus where we're watching, you know, FERC and Spectra Energy basically shun our state government. They have said, Governor Cuomo has said, please halt the Spectra pipeline so we can do an independent risk assessment since Indian Point Nuclear Facility is leaking tritium as we speak. the pipeline right next to that is very, very dangerous, and we need to see, you know, where would this might go wrong? And FERC and Spectra both said, nope, we're going to continue. And now Senator Schumer and Gillibrand have come out and said, please halt this pipeline so we can really investigate. This is really putting the safety of 20 million people in the 50-mile radius of this pipeline at risk. This is a democracy issue. This is a property rights issue. This is a water issue. This is an air issue.
I know that FERC was found to have illegally divided another pipeline project into segments and then approved each part. But hasn't Spectra done the same thing here?
What Spectra Energy has done is they've illegally segmented the Algonquin Incremental Market pipeline into three separate projects so that they don't have to do a cumulative impacts statement or study. And FERC has given them the green light to illegally segment this project. So the AIM is the first part of the project, which is going through Westchester County right now. And the Atlantic Bridge will be the next part of the project that will be going from New York into Connecticut. And then the third part of the project will be Access Northeast that will take this up into Massachusetts and beyond, specifically to export this to international markets that will pay 6 to 10 times more than the American market.
What's your next step?
This is a problem for our entire nation. And if we can really turn the Spectra AIM pipeline into the example of our local law taking back their power and shutting this pipeline down, I think we'll be in really good shape in order to copy and paste that tactic across the nation.
That was Kim Frochek of Resist AIM and co-director of the Sane Energy Project. Find links to more information on the group's campaigning against frack gas pipelines and related fossil fuel projects by visiting our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.